Judges chapter 18. There was no king in Israel at that time, and in those days the tribe of Dan was looking for territory to claim and occupy because they had not received any land of their own among the tribes of Israel. Well, that's because they hadn't actually driven out the tribes. So they were looking, what it really means is for easy land to grab. But there's actually no shortcut to God's kingdom. There's no easy way. We've got to face the, as it were, the tribes. We've got to face our own weaknesses, sins, and we've got to face this in the strength of Jesus, as they were supposed to have used the victory of Joshua, who means Jesus. So the people of Dan chose five men from the various clans in their tribe and sent them from the towns of Zorah and Eshtaol with instructions to explore the land. When they came to the hill country of Ephraim, they stayed at Micah's house. Now, Micah is the guy who's got the idols that we've read about in the last chapter. While they were there, they recognized the accent of the young Levite. So they went up to him and asked, "What are you doing here? Who brought you here?" He replied, "I have an agreement with Micah, who pays me to serve as his priest." They said to him, "Please ask God if we're going to be successful on our journey." The priest replied, "Yes, Yahweh is going to take care of you on your journey." That's an example of where people are asked for their opinion or their opinion of what God says, and they just give an answer immediately. When David first wanted to build the temple, he goes to Nathan and says, "Well, what's God's opinion on this? Should I build it or not?" And first of all, Nathan says, "Yeah, sure, build it." And actually, that was not at all what God's will was. So we mustn't assume that, "Oh, yeah, I know what God wants." You've got to ask God for guidance and, of course, to study his word. I think, well, where in the Bible could I get guidance about this? Because this is, the Bible is God's word. That's where you're going to find his word to us. So the five men left and went to the town of Laish. They saw that the people lived there quite carelessly, like the Sidonians. They were a peaceful, quiet people with no arguments with anyone, and they had everything they wanted. They lived far away from the Sidonians and had no contact much with anybody. When the five men returned to Zorah and Eshtaol, the other people of Dan asked them what they'd found out. They replied, "Come on, let's go and attack Laish. We saw the land and it's very good. Let's not stay here doing nothing. Come on, let's go over and take it. When you get there, you'll find that the people there are not at all suspecting any attack. It's a big country. It's got everything that we could want, and God has given it to you." So they're sort of encouraging each other, really, in doing what I think is not really the right thing. So 600 men from the tribe of Dan left Zorah and Eshtaol, and they were prepared for battle. They went up and camped west of Kirjath-Jearim in Judah. They went on from there and came to Micah's house. Then the five men who had gone to explore the country around Laish said to their companions, "Did you know that here in one of these houses there is an idol covered with silver? There's also other idols and an ephod. What do you think we should do?" So they went into Micah's house, where the young Levite lived, and asked the Levite how he was getting on. Well, you see, that's just putting wrong thoughts in the mind, you see. These men say, "Do you know what? In that house, there's gold and silver. What do you think we should do?" They're not actually saying, "Come on, guys, let's go and steal it." But they're saying, they're sort of putting the idea in each other's head. Now, they're the sort of people you want to keep away from. People who are going to lead you into temptation. They're going to say, "Do you know what, guys? I got money in my pocket, and in that shop there you can buy alcohol. And round the corner we could buy drugs." They're not actually saying, "Well, let's go and do it," but they're sort of putting the idea up in your head. Just want to keep away from temptation. When we pray to God, lead us not into temptation. There's no point if you lead yourself into temptation. So we've got to keep away from these things. And people like these men. So they go into Micah's house where the Levite lives. And the 600 soldiers from Dan, ready for battle, were there at the gate. Imagine if at the gate of your house you got 600 soldiers. The five spies went straight on into the house. They took the idol that was covered with silver, the other idols, and the ephod, while the priest stayed at the gate with the 600 soldiers. When the men went into Micah's house and took these idols, the priest asked them, "What are you doing?" They said, "Keep quiet, don't say anything. Come with us and be our priest. Wouldn't you rather be a priest for a whole tribe than for the family of just one man?" The priest rejoiced at this. He was happy. So he took the idols and went along with them. You see, people are not loyal. They just do anything for money. This is the trouble with sort of religionists. People who are just into religion and not spiritual. They turned around and started off with their children, animals, and their belongings going in front of them. After they'd gone some way from the house, Micah called his neighbours out to go and chase these people. They caught up with the men from Dan and demanded of them why they had taken the idols. And the men from Dan turned around and said to Micah, "Why are you making such a fuss?" Micah replied, "What do you mean? You've taken my priest and the idols that I had, and I've got nothing left." In other words, for him, his whole life was his idols and his priest. And he said, "And without them, I've got nothing." So you see what a religious man he was. He's very religious, but you can be very religious without being spiritual. So I keep saying to choose your friends, especially the person you're going to marry, choose your friends from those who truly love God and have a relationship with Jesus. That's different to being religious. Well, this guy was very religious, but the thing is, his whole life was based around idols. That was all he had. He said, "Look, you've taken my priest and my idols, and I've got nothing left." The people of Dan replied, "Do not say anything else, unless you want us to angrily attack you, and then you and your whole family will be killed." So they went on. Micah saw they were too many for him, so he turned around and went home. After the men from Dan had taken the priest and the things that Micah had made, they went and attacked Laish, where they were peaceful, quiet people. They killed the inhabitants, burnt the town. There was nobody to save them, because Laish was far from Sidon, and they didn't have dealings with anybody. The men from Dan rebuilt the town and settled there. They changed its name from Laish to Dan. The men from Dan set up the idol to be worshipped, and Jonathan, son of Gershom, and grandson of Moses, served as a priest for the tribe of Dan, and his descendants served as their priests until the people were taken into exile. Micah's idol remained there all the time that the tabernacle of God was based in Shiloh. So this system went on all the way through Israel's history, from that time right up until the Babylonians came, or the Assyrians came, and took the people into exile. All that time, they were worshipping this idol. And it just shows the damage that just one man can do, and a small group of people can do, that over many, many generations, even through the so-called reforms of the various kings, all through this time, they all worship these idols. All because of the foolishness of people in not listening to God's word and just wanting to go their own way.